No, it's actually for the whole family. Sure, there are the train aficionados who really seek this stuff out. But to be in a museum, it's a really cool hands-on museum for the kids where you can actually not just see model train layouts, but climb on real trains. And they even have some train rides and photo opportunities. And, of course, the seasonal characters of Santa and Frosty the Snowman will be showing up as well. And if you bring some unwrapped Toys for Tots gifts, you can get half off admission there. And that's now going on through December 18th. Ton of fun. And the info on that is at borail.org or see page 33 of Recreation News.
And there's a bevy of festivals of lights around. You want to give us a rundown?
Yeah, I tell you, that's one of the funnest things this time of year is just load up the kids, hop in the car, and drive around and see some of these great light displays. Montgomery County is chock full of them this weekend. The Festival of Lights in Montgomery County. They've got, of course, the big Mormon temple there. Brookside Gardens has their Festival of Lights. There's the Bethesda Winter Wonderland, not just lights, but they also have a live ice sculpture presentation. And, of course, the Gaithersburg Winter Lights, one of the best in the area at Seneca Creek Park. All the information on all of those can be had at visitmontgomery.com or see Recreation News pages 13 and 30 for more information.
And for the feds, you've got some specials, and, of course, you've got your contest still going on.
We sure do. Some really fun specials. Hemlock Haven, romantic two-night getaway, great location, secluded setting, hot tubs, perfect for relaxation. It's even pet-friendly. The package is from $199 at hemlockhavenwv.com, where you can see page 40 and 41 of the November issue of Recreation News at recreationnews.com for a full feature that we did on that. And we have another great one as well, Hershey Park's Christmas Candyland. There's a package from just $134 that includes everything, the admission, breakfast, tickets to get in. Candyland is a ton of fun for the kids, and afterwards, you can stay at the hotel's indoor pool and whirlpool and kind of wind down and have a good relaxing time. The information on that's on page 12 of Recreation News or recreationnews.com.